You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the SEA. You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the SEA.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Fabulous Peltoncast. I'm your co-host, Kevin Pelton.
And I'm Tristan Carzino.
And we are coming to you from separate locations because it's emergency pod time.
Hello!
The bat signal has been thrown up by Zach Whitman, who's the person who does this. Nobody loves an emergency pod quite like Zach Whitman because people are hyped that the Seahawks have claimed Josh Gordon off waivers.
Ladies and gentlemen, get grandma in the kitchen cooking the sweet potato pie because Thanksgiving came early in Seattle.
You don't traditionally get gifts on Thanksgiving. I feel like it's more Christmas that came early, but okay.
It's a gift.
Well, but Josh Gordon is a gift. Like, he's a guy that is an extremely talented receiver who's just out there for the Seahawks to pick up.
And I felt like it was important to start off this podcast by asking the question everybody is wanting to know about right now.
What's that?
Which safety position do you think he'll play?
Oh, boy. You know, it depends what we see with Marquise Blair this weekend.
No, I jest. This is what could be, and you did some research on kind of how he's been playing statistically so far this season, could be an important addition to an already excellent Seahawks offense.
So I think Josh Gordon is really fascinating statistically, if you look at it. So it wasn't just this season. It was his entire career. If you go back to when he first debuted in the league in the NFL in 2012 as a the top pick of the second round, the supplemental draft that year, he, out of the receiver top 100 receivers in terms of catches, guys with at least like 226 catches, that's just where the cutoff was on Pro Football Reference, he is number two in yards per reception behind only DeSean Jackson.
Wow.
And he is also 94th of that group in catch percentage, because that's what happens when you catch a lot of long passes. But you know who's very good at throwing long passes?
Who is that?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, there we go.
Who happens to play quarterback for the Seahawks.
I mean, when you look at the list of quarterbacks that Josh Gordon has played with, people who are past their prime, like Tom Brady.
Wow, that's where you get to. That was the start of your list.
But no, I mean, he's been playing with Browns quarterbacks that are not named Baker Mayfield his entire career before Tom Brady. And even then, Brady's not a deep passer at this point in his career.
I would have to say that the weakest element of Tom Brady's game at this point is his deep passing.
I mean, maybe for whatever reason, I guess we can ask the question of what happened in New England this season, but maybe their skill sets just didn't really align with each other. If what Josh Gordon is good at and the best way for him to be utilized is by going deep, it's just not what the Patriots do. You know what I mean?
Let's be clear that Josh Gordon
is nowhere near Hunter Renfrow enough for the Patriots.
Although he was not in Hunter Renfrow enough. Wow. Apparently not for the Raiders either. Even though Josh Gordon was not involved in their actually winning the Super Bowl because of the fact that he was suspended by that point, in the 11 games he played for New England last season after they gave up a fifth-round pick to get him from Cleveland, getting back a seventh-rounder, he was really good. He averaged 10.4 yards per target and even 18 yards per reception, and his catch percentage in New England in those 11 games was 58%, which is the that's for the season, but it's basically all Cleveland because he only had three targets in New England.
That's skewed pretty heavily.
He only had three targets in Cleveland prior to the trade. He caught 58% of his passes last season, which was a career high. This year's 56% would also have been a career high, although his yards per reception was down this year. So again, he was very good playing with Tom Brady. Who knows what the issue was in terms of the Patriots getting tired of dealing with Josh Gordon, if it was that, or if they were, you know, legitimately felt they needed the roster spot when he came up with this knee injury a few weeks ago, or whatever it was. But it wasn't necessarily lack of production.
Were you surprised looking at his stats just sort of anecdotally this year, as somebody who had Josh Gordon in fantasy and was not too happy with that performance throughout the year? My impression was that Josh Gordon was playing terrible this year. I was expecting, when I went to Football Outsiders, for him to be like bottom five receiver in the league.
And he isn't, I assume.
No, I mean, when you look at both DR and DVOA wise, considering that he has missed time this year, he's sitting somewhere in like the 40 range or so, kind of right around where DK Metcalf is. But the Patriots went out and paid a third round pick for Mohamed Sanu, who's somebody that probably is maybe a little bit more suited to the Patriots game plan, but has not played that much better than Gordon this season. And when you look at the players who are behind him in both DVOA and DR, you're seeing, like notable receivers, right? The Larry Fitzgeralds, Christian Kirks, Odell Beckham, players like that, DD Westbrook. It kind of continues to go where when you're sort of getting a player, Tyler Boyd, who's, man, he's had a rough year.
You're still
Who
waiting
you're
for those
able
Bengals to prove to be as improved on offense as you thought they were after week one,
Shut
after they played Pete Carroll's defense.
But you're not going out and getting a receiver who is terrible at this point, right? Like
No.
this is somebody who has played well recently in the league, and I think could very comfortably slot into, provided everything is okay with him health-wise, and then also just okay with him personally, could slot in as kind of the third wide receiver on the field for the Seahawks.
I mean, the question is always with Gordon is going to be availability, dating back to the start of the 2014 season because of a series of suspensions and some injuries in there as well. But, he has played a total of 28 games over the last 5.5 seasons in the NFL, missing two entire seasons in 15 and 16. So,
Both for suspension, though, right?
yes. So,
Okay.
and maybe New England just felt like they couldn't count on him for sure being ready for the play, being around and available for the playoffs, and that was a big factor here. And for the Seahawks, as we've talked about, the playoffs aren't a guarantee. They have to get there first, and upgrading the receiver core is one way to do that. So you mentioned slotting him in there. Who do you think stands to lose playing time here?
Well, I think a couple of players are the obvious ones. I mean, both John Brown and David Moore to me are players who DK Metcalf is not going to lose playing time. Tyler Lockett is not
Yeah,
going
you
to lose
wouldn't think
playing time.
so.
But if you go to a three receiver set, I mean, think of those deep options with DK, Josh Gordon, and Tyler Lockett on the field. It's a pretty scary receiver tandem.
My hope would be that it's David Moore. I mean, Jerron Brown, for as maligned as he often is, especially in the red zone, has been a pretty good target this season. Has caught 58% of the passes thrown his direction for 8.5 yards per target. Was at 8.7 yards per target last season. So these are not quite as good as, Josh Gordon's career numbers, but they're solid in their own right. David Moore this season is under 50% catch percentage for his career at 49%, 47 this season, and has averaged just 8.1 yards per target. So he's not necessarily bringing enough of the big plays to make up for the fact that he has not been as reliable a receiver.
Well, I don't think this means that they should be releasing David Moore. He's just realistically a player who is
I
sort
might
of
think that. But I'm a big John Ursua fan, so take that
he
with a
was
grain of salt.
thrust into playing probably before he should be playing, right? Like David Moore in most offenses probably wouldn't be on the field, and the Seahawks had to play him because of their lack of depth and injury issues. So this is sort of making up for that fact. And if he's pushed down to being your fifth receiver or something like that, then you're kind of fine. You can live with David Moore as a deep change of pace.
I would rather Malik Turner see the field. Malik Turner has low-key been quite effective in the limited opportunities he's gotten this season.
All right, fine, release him. Sure.
Talked you into it. I mean, so I do think, in general, as exciting as this development is, we probably have to prepare ourselves for the possibility that, Josh Gordon plays like three games in a Seahawks uniform. I don't know what the over-under is, but it's a different sort of thing than when they pick up a veteran wide receiver before the start of training camp and, try to see if he can be their red zone target, because also they've already got that guy with DK Metcalf now. But, this is a different sort of thing than that, but it could have a similar outcome in terms of Josh Gordon. His Seahawks career may end up being a footnote.
Can you walk me through Josh Gordon's contract, what the Seahawks are bringing on, just to see if there are any sort of red flags to the signing, anything that we should be nervous about?
Financially, no. I mean, he signed a $2 million deal with the Patriots this season. It's all
And
base
that's a one-year
salary.
deal.
Yeah. So I believe it
So
is
he could be released at any point.
I believe it is guaranteed at this point because of the fact that, as a veteran, it would have guaranteed beyond the start of the season, but it is not anything that's going to be a major hit to the Seahawks cap if that is what ends up happening.
So it does sort of feel like this is a Pete Carroll thing to do, John Schneider thing to do, right? Yeah. Like, but I think the difference is, let's say that Josh Gordon probably has more left in the tank as a football player. This is not them signing Devin Hester to return kicks in a playoff game.
How dare you malign Devin Hester like that?
He definitely had something left in the tank.
Yeah.
He was excellent in that game.
But Josh Gordon's 28. Yeah.
But Josh Gordon is a young receiver. There's really not that much mileage on his body as a receiver either, as a byproduct of missing a couple of seasons. You know, he's taken the kind of hits of a 25-year-old or so. So there's still something there if he can continue to, you know, be steady as a force in the locker room and keep his personal life straight. This could be something where Josh Gordon could be a factor for this team. He's not going to get released after week 8 like Braylon Edwards or something.
Again, I'm saying that might be a possibility. I think we have to – there's a wide range of possibilities of what the outcome here ultimately could be with Josh Gordon. But, you know, there's no downside, again, because it's a minimal contract. You're not giving anything up. It's sort of like the Seahawks, when you look at the timing of the trade deadline, have effectively made a trade here without giving anything up. And – The other surprising element of this, you talked about the fact that the Patriots released him at this point, but perhaps the more surprising thing is that 27 teams had to pass on Josh Gordon for him to get to the Seahawks with their 28th waiver priority.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it online. There are teams, the Colts today just lost T.Y. Hilton for multiple weeks. There are teams that are out there that need receiver help who decided to not make this choice. And that's what the Pete Carroll, John Schneider thing is. They'll kick the tires on anybody. They'll make sort of risky moves, and they know that they can move on.
I also like the timing of this in that it happened right after practice ended. So Pete Carroll just like, as he's answering questions in his press conference, starts talking about Josh Gordon.
We assigned Josh Gordon too.
Yeah. I like this from Mike Duggar of The Athletic. A Seahawks player just now in the locker room. Damn, we got Josh Gordon, bro.
Well, they're going to have to listen to this emergency pod.
Pete Carroll called him, this is from Brady Henderson, my ESPN colleague, called Josh Gordon a unique talent and said, I've said it a million times to you guys. We're always looking for guys that have something that's special about him. We need to find out, so we'll take a look next week and see what that means. It's also interesting timing because obviously he won't play this weekend as the Seahawks host Tampa Bay, but then they do have an extra day of practice next week before taking on a certain another undefeated team, in addition to the one that Josh Gordon just came from, on Monday Night Football next week.
There we go. They won't know how to game plan for Josh Gordon.
That's what you're trying to say. Hit them. Yes.
The Niners defense. Gordon v. Sherman. Get ready for it in 2 weeks, Monday Night Football. look, they're putting Emmanuel Sanders on tape right now.
That's true. They're wasting him against Arizona.
So before we go, can we do something that I like to call in honor of Deadspin, RIP, let's remember some guys.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Can we just remember some wide receivers that the Seahawks have brought in around training camp, veteran wide receivers that the Seahawks have kicked the tires on, or even players on offense in general?
Wait, how far are we going back? Can I name Jerry Rice?
Yeah, well, of course you can. I was thinking more of the Pete and John era, but of course you can name Jerry Rice.
So someone out there is like, but what about Franco Harris?
They're going a little bit deeper. Was he a wide receiver?
No, he was a running back.
Because the Braylon Edwards, to me,
most famous play is a catch.
One, right?
Probably. We went over this, I feel like, at one point, and maybe he wasn't the first one.
Okay, there is also a training camp signing. I think this was Russ's rookie year. Terrell Owens.
Does Mike Williams count as this?
Oh, Mike, I'm telling you, that's why we're remembering some guys.
Yeah. We're definitely remembering some guys.
But Terrell Owens was in training camp with the Seahawks. This was in Russ's rookie year, right?
That sounds right. Sure.
Okay.
okay, let me figure this out.
Don't figure that out. Just remember some more guys.
Well, now we need to know. Yes, that was Russell Wilson's rookie season of 2012 that Terrell Owens was in training camp. You may have a better feel for this than I do.
A better, I'm trying to think. Was there a white wide receiver? I might be thinking of Joe Jurevicius, though.
Or Brandon Stokely.
Brandon Stokely. Was that in the Pete and John era?
Brandon Stokely was on the... I came across him at some point as I was looking through, going through year by year, so yes.
Then there was Devin Hester in the playoffs a few years ago.
Yeah.
Had that long kick return against Atlanta, negated in Atlanta, which I think I notably yelled about on a podcast.
That is accurate. That all checks out.
Antoine Winfield was one. This is an offensive player.
That definitely is what one of the ones I'm thinking of, though.
As a player who the Seahawks brought in, kicked the tires on, and then released. There was some player that we were like, that's going to be this person this year. They're going to get released. Was it Jamar Taylor?
Yeah.
There was another player who stuck it out for like 3 weeks, and then they released him. I think it was another wide receiver. Oh my God, there's a super notable one that we're forgetting. It was last year.
Last year?
Who they had for like 3 weeks and then they released him.
Oh yeah, you're right. Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall, that's a guy to remember.
Not 3 weeks. Brandon Marshall played 7 games for the Seahawks last year and started 2 of them.
Wow. It is incredible how quickly you can forget some guys.
Well, I mean, that's the nature of things. Football moves fast, I guess.
Well, I guess we can award Josh Gordon the 2019 honor of the Braylon Edwards inaugural Let's Remember Some Guys Award.
I believe that's memorial, not inaugural.
It's not. We're just announcing the award.
Oh, I see. But all right, inaugural Braylon Edwards Award for some guy who played for the Seahawks.
There you go, and we would like to award that to Josh Gordon. Welcome to Seattle.
Yeah, Braylon Edwards was also 2012. Him and Terrell Owens were around at the same time. What a glorious period that was.
What a glorious time to remember some guys.
He made it all the way to December, though. Shouts to Braylon Edwards. Anything else on Josh Gordon?
Nope. Excited to see him play Monday Night Football. Let's go into that game at 7-2.
On that note.
Go Hawks.
Thanks for listening.